Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Nothing left for me. Little nugget on this sports betting thing that's going on right now. If you haven't heard, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups both arrested today by the feds, saying that there was a, not only that, that this, just to clear up what's going on here, this is not a scandal because Terry Rozier was betting on, using a, an online sports book to bet on the team. That would have
this
been.
This isn't like Isaiah Rodgers.
No, no.
On an app, on a FanDuel app at
yes.
the facility.
That would have been an NBA issue. That's not illegal for him to do. It's against the rules for the NBA. They just would have suspended him or you know, gotten rid of him completely, and that would have been that. This is that they were involved in giving inside information and somehow tied into mob stuff for other people to bet. So an interesting nugget from, and just as a note to that, and well, I'll say that after this. So from Brian Windhorst, who says, the sportsbook caught the irregular betting on Terry Rozier the day it happened. And guess what? The Rozier didn't play the rest of the season. He had a faked injury. So that wasn't the cause of him not playing the injury. The NBA pulled him. So before any of this was public with, you know, with federal authorities or anything like that,
the NBA knew.
The NBA knew, had him fake an injury so they could look at it underneath. So here's the interesting thing, because there's a lot of conversation today about this being like an indication that online betting is bad, right? That the bets are bad. The truth is that the books catch this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the online sports betting makes this easier to catch. Mm-hmm. When this is all happening, you know, in the dark underbelly of the illegal betting world, they don't This is
there's no checks and balances.
No, there's none of that. So this is not an argument for or pro or any of those things. But to be clear, the sports books don't want this happening. This is the last thing they want because it makes people more unlikely to bet if they don't think the results are legitimate, right?
Yep.
So the books are catching this. As soon as the books see irregular activity, they're the ones that alert the feds that these things might be happening and alert the league specifically this thing. So if this is discovered that the NBA knew this was happening and did not do anything about it, like, that's bad. The NBA already survived one really, really bad thing with the Tim Donaghy thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is potentially way worse.
Yeah. Clearly they were trying to protect the quote unquote shield. We use that term in the NFL.
Yep.
But that's what the NBA were trying to do. That's what they were trying to do here, is trying to protect their own image and think that they could just push this under the rug and it would somehow go away. They didn't know feds are in on this thing.
Yeah, this is not going away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only is it not going away, an important thing to note is this wasn't like a quiet arrest. There was a press conference. They are making an issue out of this.
The head of the FBI.
Yes.
Was standing up there. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when he named off the mob families.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, this is it felt like I was sitting there watching something from a movie.
It didn't seem real.
This don't seem real to me.
Yeah, and to be clear, again, just to separate the online books from this other stuff has been going on for 100 years. There have been sports betting, you know, scandals and players and coaches and that sort of stuff for 100 years. The online books allow this got caught because it was the online book. So, just crazy. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more. Now through Saturday, in-store only. You only have 2 days there. Twitter question, are you ready to admit that Daryl Morey is an elite general manager? You would be shocked to find out 84% say no.
Oh, I thought you were going to say yes.
No. I just want to say,
give him credit for
still an uphill climb, but yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, even the best GMs, Howie Roseman is not without his mistakes.
Exactly.
You know, and I just want to point out, all of those young players you saw last night were either obtained by signing them, like Dominic Barlow on a two-way deal, was great last night, on a not below an NBA minimum contract, he's on a two-way deal. So that was Daryl Morey. Drafting VJ Edgecombe was Daryl Morey. Drafting Tyrese Maxey was Daryl Morey.
Elton Brand.
No, it was Daryl Morey. And drafting Jared McCain was Daryl Morey. And I can't wait till McCain comes back. That's
cannot
the other thing.
Wait. Cannot
can't
wait.
Can't wait.
Now, he did give Paul George a contract. He did.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He did.
Well, like I said, he's not perfect.
No. I'm not defending the Paul George contract. But every player you obtain is... you're at the mercy of the other players that are available to obtain. So it's not like every year everybody's out there and you can just get whoever you want. I still believe that Paul George was the right thing to do at that time. It didn't work out. And as a general manager, you are judged. You know, you were saying earlier that there were Fire Howie signs outside of our offices right out here just 5 years ago. So and that didn't mean he was a bad general manager at the time. It just means that you are it's a results-based business. Yep. If you get the good players, you get credit. If you get the bad players, you don't get credit, even if it might have been the right move at the time. The tush push continues. Here is Troy Vincent. Troy Vincent says, because now they're talking about this whole thing with the neutral zone and the offsides and all that. When the guard is in the neutral zone or someone else is in the neutral zone, it's really hard for that line judge to identify based on what he's looking at down the line of scrimmage. Troy Vincent said, at the end of the day, there's a team that still does it well, and we've seen other people have versions of it. But from an officiating standpoint, we're trying to get better at identifying when someone is in the neutral zone or when someone leaves a little early. So this is Ramon George, who is the NFL VP of officiating training. He says, anytime we have this situation, short yardage, we know we want to make sure that that we officiate these plays. The offensive team has to be perfect in every aspect. We want to officiate it tight. We want to be black and white and as tight as we can when we get into the situation where teams are in the bunch position and we have to officiate them being onside movement early. The thing that is so interesting about the conversation about the tush-push now is it has nothing to do with the tush-push part of the play. Nothing. It has to do with the lineup of the offensive linemen, you know, but sure. the idea of the person standing behind the quarterback pushing them at the end,
right.
which seemed to be the point of conflict here, mm-hmm. is not what we're talking about. Remember, that whole argument was, I didn't think you were supposed to, you were allowed to push a player mm-hmm. into further yardage. So the interesting thing to me here is even if they take out the tush-push part of it, I would imagine that the Philadelphia Eagles, if they ran a quarterback sneak, a normal one, would still line up in the way that we're talking about. We're not, you know, they would still line up in that wedge. That's the most efficient way to get the quarterback.
But I'll tell you this. I didn't notice a difference last week from the overhead shot.
Okay.
Earlier in the season when Kansas City was complaining and some of the other teams were complaining.
We were more over the ball.
Yes, okay. I think there was a neutral zone infraction there.
Okay.
As well as a time or two where we may have got a little bit of a jump.
Sure.
They showed that overhead shot this week versus Minnesota, and it was Cam, and then you could clearly see where everybody was behind the ball and everything else. So I don't know if they have at least warned them that
this
is what they should do. They probably have sent the letter or made the phone call to the Eagles about, we're going to be looking to call this,
mm-hmm.
so you had better get your guys lined up correctly and make sure that they aren't in front of Cam or in that neutral zone with a ball. Because there was a couple games earlier in the year you don't even see the football.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because everybody's
bunched up there, and it's not supposed to be that way.
No.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be.
Even in a normal sneak, you're not supposed to be able to do that. 215-592-9494.
You know what? I don't know if it's going anywhere.
I don't think so either. Because
I don't know if it's going anywhere.
Because if that is the whole problem, and all we need to do is not line up in the neutral zone or not false start,
you got no more complaints.
It's just so weird how the conversation about what is wrong with the play has shifted from pushing Jalen Hurts to how we're lining up on the line of scrimmage.
We had to find something else
right.
to sort of complain about.
Right. So, do you guys want to talk about, like, before we get back to the phones, just for like a minute, but just about, you know, what goes on in the bedroom?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, me confused there for a second.
Very confused. Usually a pretty good transition.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, where's he going?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, you know, because it's important. You know, I'm just going to say it. Mm-hmm. A healthy sex life is important with your significant other.
It is.
Yeah. It's important. And if you can perform the way that you know you're capable of, mm-hmm. you can have a better relationship. It's just a fact.
Yeah, people helping people.
It's just a fact. And Blue Chew can help you there.
Yeah.
She's happy. You're happy.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
You go to BlueChew.com. We've talked about Blue Chew a lot. If you're skeptical, maybe it might not work for me. Your first month is going to be free, so you can just try. Jack's going to pay for it.
Always.
That's right.
All you do is, Jack has refused to pay for the shipping, which I get, but it's only like $5. So use code 94 when you check out. The great thing about Blue Chew is that you're not going to have to go to the doctor's office and have an awkward conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You do it at BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to wait in line at the pharmacy. Nope. It's made and shipped here in the USA and arrives in your mailbox in one discreet
hard
package.
Maybe it's two of them. If you're
two of what?
Particularly two of the packages.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe things are going well.
Dose.
Yeah. And I said no pharmacy.
Mm-mm.
I said no doctor, and it's a chewable. So you don't have to worry about having a glass of water there. You know, when it's time, you just pop that baby in.
Yeah.
So go to BlueChew.com at checkout. As I said, use code 94 for your first month free. And then, sir, you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
No one says fly.
Did that.
You do, y'all.
Battle mocking country music, very sad.
You doing, y'all.
I love Let the Good Times Fly.
No one says that.
Nick,
he just has to mess up everything.
It's uncanny.
Yeah.
How he doesn't mess up the text line, he messes up a good amount.
Well, he's from Central New York, and having lived there, they're not cultured. You know, they're not
the sky's always
people.
Gray.
Yeah.
You know?
It is always gray there. It's unbelievable. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Hey, everybody. I think I could use about 6-7 of those this weekend.
No.
No.
4 hours?
No.
All right. And listen, I didn't know Ben Simmons changed his number to 77 last night. When did he do that?
You see
Instagram stuff like that. Like, I missed that.
And I'm missing the joke here.
Yeah, what's the joke?
Well, that's what we wanted Ben Simmons to be.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, look, Ben Simmons was never – Ben Simmons had a potential to be a great player. Yes, what we wanted to be – yes. I mean, Ben, just in fairness to Ben Simmons, his rookie year was awesome.
He was a tremendous athlete.
Yeah.
He looked a lot like that, except he didn't take a jumper.
Okay? Yeah,
he
no jumper.
Lane.
Yeah.
He drove to lane. He was like, you're right. He looked a lot like Edgecombe, you know, with 4 or 5 extra inches. But
yeah,
balls.
He digressed. Oh my god!
I always rub my stick.
I remember going back watching like 12 minutes of his summer league tape, and I'm going, where did this guy go? Look, where did this dude go?
Dude, summer league Ben was the best, man.
Oh, he was great.
I thought we had Magic Johnson.
Dude, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway,
VJ's great, though. He's going to be great defensively.
He's going to be great, yeah.
And I keep saying he's so skinny. No, he's not skinny, but you look at his frame and you just realize that when he fills out physically, he will be.
I still can't tell who he reminds me of. Like, it's Oladipo, but I think he could be better than Oladipo.
Yes. Physically, he looks like Oladipo.
Oladipo was pretty damn good
before he
got injured.
He was.
Physically, he's like Oladipo. People keep comparing him to Jimmy Butler.
He's more athletic than, I mean.
Well, yes, way more athletic than Jimmy Butler.
But Jimmy was a, strength-wise, early in his career, he was pretty intimidating. I remember he scored 50 against the Sixers or
Jimmy's
something.
Jimmy's shoulders were broader.
Yes.
You know? Like he's a little skinnier.
Yes, he is. But yeah, I can't quite, people are mentioning, what's his name, from the Timberwolves.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards far more of a bucket getter, pure scorer than Edgecombe is. I can't quite figure it out, but he feels very much like a 2025 NBA player.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I remember watching the Pacers last year and the Thunder, and it just seemed like they had so many guys that were somewhere between 6'4 and 6'7 that had a high motor and that could do like everything. And Edgecombe reminds me of a player that you would have seen in that series.
Yeah, I think it's – I know it's just one game. I mean, maybe we should reevaluate in like 6-7 of these games, but it's only one game.
Don't do that twice.
Okay.
Yeah, please not.
What was so great is that all those veteran players around him on both teams on the road, and he was just like, oh wait, there's a hole, there's a vacuum here, and somebody needs to fill it. Let me be that guy, and he just did it. Now again, game one on the road, nobody was there. I get all that, but it's promising that mentally he was like, this is my game tonight. He didn't ask. He didn't you know, look around. He was just like, oh, I'm taking this. Now, Elliot, I think what we need to do to find out if this is true, like his belief on this gambling. This gambling, see, what we forget to bring up about this gambling thing, it's about fair information.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody knows this information, yes, then everybody's fair, and we right. can all bet how we want to, but only when there's a select few, then they can make tons of money, and we're the suckers, and that's the problem.
Yeah, to your point, if Elliot's whole thing is they can bet on themselves, but every bet is public, then fine.
Right.
Then fine. But you know what they're not going to do? Bet.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's like these corporate billionaires that own their own stock of their own companies. They have to divulge if they're selling their stock.
Yes.
Because if you see an owner of a billion-dollar company sell 10,000 shares of his stock, it's like, wait, is he just trying to cash in some money, or is there something going on that I need to know? So right. that's the important thing. Now fake Stat Connors here. The one thing he never brings up, which is there's a lot of gambling stuff, but I don't want to bring any of this up except for one thing. And this is just personal information, but what's your biggest long shot this year? Is it like Jalen winning the MVP?
Hmm.
Or is it like, let's just say there's.
How much time you
let's
got?
Just say you have a, well, okay, let's just say.
You all right, I'll give you my biggest long shot. It's the Sixers winning the East.
Okay, so that's probably like 2,500?
No, 1,200.
Plus 1,200.
1,200.
Well, okay, so. The problem is that you only have one of those tickets. And if they give you a cash out, then you're stuck. I either cash out and don't have the ticket anymore,
yes,
or keep it and hope it hits.
Yeah.
So this, I never hear a gambler say this. What you do is you double up on that ticket. Let's just say random numbers. You're going to bet $10 on that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of buying one ticket for 10 for the Sixers to win the championship, you buy two tickets for 5. So if they give you a cash out, you can cash out a $5 ticket and make cash and put it in your bank. And still have an open.
And still have the other ticket there.
And that's what nobody ever says. It's like stock. When you own stock, you never cash out all the shares.
Oh, right.
If you have 100 shares, you just cash out 50. And if it doubles, then you cash out another half of the.
Right.
You know, so you always have some money in the pot to make money. So.
Well, that makes sense.
About Elliot, you guys should, like, we need to line them up with one of these world news reporters. Like, it's like on 630 News, the world guy, and have him argue his point nationwide.
Oh, no. We don't need that.
We'll
yes, we do.
Really
good idea, it. Nick.
Yeah, we do not.
Yeah, great embarrassing idea. Nationally.
Yeah. Boy, can you imagine that nationally? I think Pat in Denver thinks I hate him, so even though we only have a little bit of time, I'm going to give Pat in Denver 90 seconds, because I do love Pat in Denver, even though he's a pain in the ass. You're on WIP.
Yeah,
what's up, Pat?
Okay, Spike. Yeah, I got a quick question for you, and the best debut album of all time, even though Appetite is amazing, is Pearl Jam 10. And
that's a good one. It's a good one. Well, it could be argued, yeah, but yeah.
It's just interesting that the ESP thing got me fired up. As a degenerate gambler, I have expertise in this area, and I know we don't have time to talk about it, but it's interesting you haven't brought up Damon Jones as part of this.
Oh, yeah.
He's tied into Gilbert Arenas, who's tied into the LeBron James early poker games at his house, which everyone is shaking in their boots in the NBA right now. It's a dark day for the NBA. My question for you is... if you had to choose one man crush, who would it be, Kelly Oubre or Baker Mayfield?
Well, he just hung up. Kelly.
Well, if you're looking at the looks, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, looks, it's Oubre. I mean, as a player, it's Baker.
Well, yeah.
It looks, it's Oubre.
Oubre's infuriating.
But I appreciate him because he plays hard.
Just...
He hit a big three last night then draws a foul in the fourth quarter, down the stretch. He hits a big three they don't win. Then he draws a foul on the other end.
It's just, I feel like he always takes the three when I don't need him to take a three.
But he's open. He's got to take it. You're just talking, you're betting. You guys, the feds
Derek
are going
to
be.
Is dead to me.
The feds
yeah, get the feds on me. Get the feds. Investigate Derek White. Pass the basketball. Anfrey Simons is right there. Anfrey's right there. He's a way better scorer than you, Derek White, you fraud.
Get Saquon shot 40-some percent.
Damn good.
Yeah,
he's
what
good.
Are you talking
Last
about?
Last night he sucked. And that fraud little twerp, Peyton Pritchard.
He can shoot, too.
But he was horrible last night. Investigate him.
Did you bet the Celtics last night?
No, I belted
his
all
parlays.
The Celtics.
Yeah, he bets parlays.
I put Anthony Simons in a ladder. I put Peyton Pritchard in a parlay.
You can't be putting Anthony Simons in your parlays on the Celtics. This
was,
is not
it was a
Blazers.
Straight line bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, 25-plus is a +800.
Okay, all right.
And they had the profit boost last night.
Well, I think he goes there, you know, he turns into a different player. You know, they've gotten Terry Rozier. May he, you know.
Right,
he's not
rest
in peace, not dead, but like you get the point. You know, Isaiah Thomas, they've turned into a good scorer.
Yep.
I just expected the Celtics system to get the most out of Anthony Simons.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Ah, it's Sixers season, where Spike shames Elliot about every Sixers opinion he's ever had. Mark and Modco.
We shame about his Eagles opinions, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
To be clear.
His Philly's opinions.
Yeah.
Every opinion.
Yeah. Come on. And it's not everyone who's ever had. It's just he's got so many bangers. And the fraud Paul George take he had from last year that we discussed.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Proud of that one, even though.
Yeah.
I don't know how much credit he gets.
Yeah. What's next?
From the makers of Pablo Torre Finds Out comes a new investigative journalism podcast with Reese. Check out the pilot episode with the bombshell A.J. Brown has issues with his quarterback, Mike in Havertown.
Yeah, Reese was a different caller.
Dude, the Reese call feels like it was three shows ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Because it was like early in the show.
Yeah.
He had me yelling in the first segment.
Oh, I love it. I love when I hear you turn.
He made a lot of sense.
Made no sense.
He's got a good eye. He's got a good eye.
He is on your side.
Yeah.
Like, very much. Even when I explain my whole position on AJ, which I think is completely rational, he's, nah.
Nope.
What's next?
Spike today. How could you watch that team win last night and focus on Embiid? What a miserable existence. Spike starting every show last year following an Eagles win. Well, Saquon was great, but first off, we have to talk about the passing game. Joe and Drescher.
It's not what happened. It was usually Tuesday. I wouldn't ruin the day on Monday for
that. Wouldn't ruin Monday.
Yeah, I've learned. You got to let everybody be happy on Monday and then just write your list for everything that went wrong for Tuesday and Wednesday.
We learned that after the Super Bowl.
Yes, we did. What a moment. What a moment. First segment?
The first, wasn't first the
first hour.
Segment. That was
first
hour.
First segment is a 220 and lasted about 227.
Yeah.
Longest 7 minutes of my life.
Mom and dad were arguing. Mom and dad were fighting.
Yeah.
What's next?
Well, everything seems fine to me. Man, I'm tired of being right. Elliot turning on an NBA game tonight.
Yeah. What was that part of it? He said, yeah, the scandal show up. We'll see what happens. What did he think was going to
no
happen?
More games.
No, but yeah. Oh,
well, it's like his whole thing with like, oh, shocking, there's traffic.
Yeah.
Right. Going to the Eagles game. Idiot. You can be worse.
He doesn't get it back on any other show like ours.
Nope.
They're just like, Elliot.
Well, he enjoys it, too.
Yeah. Here's
punishment.
Elliot, the reporter, Eagles reporter expert on every other show. Us. Hey, dummy. Remember this thing you said 4 years ago? We're going to rehash it again.
Well, and he knows when it's not the day he's supposed to come on, that it's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
Like we got something to get off our chest with Elliot.
What's next?
Finally, someone gets it. Pete Rose from the grave.
Yep.
Well, yep. He has an ally in Elliott, that's for sure. What's next?
Mike Mayock after the Minnesota game. Look, Jalen played well, but it's a process, and I would say things are just a little better. Spike Eskin after the Sixers beat a Celtics team without their best player. Congratulations to Daryl Morey for yet again assembling a championship roster. Alex in Lancaster.
It's just not what I said.
I mean,
it's not even the gist of
it. Kind of implied.
It's not a championship roster. I said yesterday, I'm expecting nothing. They went into Boston with a rookie.
Got that.
With a rookie. Jack, I have to ask you, what's coming up on Fritz at 6 tonight?
Nah, we're still talking about VJ.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What word would you use to describe how you felt watching the Sixers last night?
We're doing our weekend show tonight?
Yep. Yep.
Is that what we're doing tonight?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, is that what we're doing?
It's going to be riveting.
Yep. Well, Jack is up next. Who's on after you tonight?
We got Thursday Night Football.
Oh, right.
Wentz versus Herbert, the Fritz Bowl.
I need a Herbert
masterclass. Yeah. Yes, I do.
In the
yes,
worst way. In yes, the worst way.
Time to put the Bronco out to pasture.
We will.
Wow.
We will be back tomorrow with our usual. You think that the Wednesday and Thursday shows were ridiculous? Well, you haven't heard the Friday show.
Yeah, show.
Football Friday, sorta.
Man.
Oh, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, I want whatever Tommy Down the Shore calls about, he's got to do the Gabagool poem again. Eat the Gabagool.
Eat the Gabagool.
Eat the Gabagool. So that's tomorrow. Fritz at 6 is next. Thank you for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.